Hello, hello, and thank you all for listening to Real Talk Atlanta, your favorite podcast for real life, real scenario, and of course, all things real estate. We're your hosts, River Bonds,
Ashley LeRae,
Nika W.,
and Taisha Renee, and we're so glad to have you tuned in. So sit back, take notes, and let's talk. Happy Wednesday, everyone, and welcome back to your favorite podcast, Real Talk Atlanta. We are your hosts. I'm Taisha Renee.
I'm Ashley LeRae.
River the Realtor.
And Nika W.
And like I always say, we're back with another one.
Thank you.
Welcome back, y'all. Happy spring. The weather has been like super amazing here in Atlanta outside of the rain.
I know.
But April is going to have a lot of rain.
But it's been warm.
April, what is it? April showers,
rain, May flowers.
Yes, and I want the showers and the flowers. Bring it to me.
Yeah, I love that.
So let's start off with our new segment, Pits and Peaks. Okay. We're going to break down kind of what's going on in our lives, what's the good, and also the bad.
Yes.
So tell me, what's going on, girls? What's going on? What's happening?
Well, look, your girl has gotten 2 new listeners.
Period.
Come on.
You know, I am a really self-proclaimed buyer's agent. I'm still am, like, for real. But I always be, like, a little reluctant. Like, I've probably done 1 seller per quarter. It's not really something heavy in my business. Mm-hmm. So I got 2 listeners in 1 month.
Period.
Very excited about it. I'll be nervous, but I'm very excited about it. I think they're both great properties. One is an investment property. And one is a single family, so
we're looking out for buyers.
Really, yes.
Bring out buyers. We got a little, some little incentives.
We want to co-op with you.
And that's the location. I was like, I know exactly
what's the
price I said.
In that community, $349 with a basement.
$349. Okay.
I remember that community, and a house was on the market last year. You remember? You probably remember when we was working with Ariane, and it was like 50 offers. On 1 house. So
location,
fingers crossed.
Union City. It's like Fairburn,
it's in,
City.
Yeah, Fairburn, Union City. City. Okay. Township. Okay. 3-2 on an unfinished basement. That's up for a bathroom.
It's that basement. It's for
the basement,
room.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Look, she like,
I'm thinking which so one is going to go with
we
it.
Never, none of us in this room, have y'all ever, we never co-op together.
No, we never.
Before this year is up, and I'm saying this on the podcast, one of us has to co-op. One represents buyer, one represents
y'all hearing this right now.
Fingers in. We're locking it in.
Both fingers.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
My pit, though, I would definitely say my pit right now is I'm not going to force it.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
Period. Yeah. And that's what we love.
I love that.
Cheers.
Well, yeah, cheers.
Clean, clean.
I'll go next. My peak is I'm working on a homebuyer happy hour.
Oh.
Love that.
Event. Fun. You know, something really slight. Mm-hmm. I am planning a seminar.
It's not going to be slight.
Y'all know Nika is slight.
Nika's version of slight is not.
Nika's version of slight is like in Madea's family with the angels was playing the harps.
You guys at the wedding.
Yes. So well. But I'm very excited about that. Just planning that with a couple partners. It's just going to be a brief little event for upcoming buyers in the market.
Are we invited or no? Can we not come? Oh, that's a no.
Whoa. You know what?
Dang.
I'm offended.
This is what I was thinking. This is what I was thinking, right? It's going to be a lot of people because I put on my page. Of course, you guys are invited. Like, I'm planning to have a table just for my people to be there. You know, for support.
Like us?
Because I know Justice. Yeah, Justice was like, girl, I'm coming anyway for support you.
I was always coming.
Like, girl, we ain't going to take, we ain't want them clients. The clients are yours. We just need the support. She worried about it.
That's what I needed for the vibe. And the charcuterie.
Okay.
But, yeah, you guys are invited, of course. But, yeah, I'm super excited about that. I'm working on it. Second event of the year. My pit is, I think, balancing. Still struggling with that. I feel like I'm at the tip of my buyers, like, you know, they're controlling my day, and I got to get that right.
Yeah.
Because they ain't sitting for me.
Mm-hmm. When you figure it out, you call me.
Okay.
But that's about it.
What about you, Ashley?
For me, a peak of mine, I'm really, really excited. I got almost $2 million of pre-approvals. So
girl,
far
I was at home.
Oh, like in my bank account?
Girl, I thought you about to say, hold on.
Girl, I was about
so
to start
on you.
So
Ashley.
No, in pre-approvals. So I'm like really excited for my clients to start shopping. I guess I'll say a pit with that, though. All of them are looking for new constructions.
Love it. I'll take
it. I love it.
Any day.
But, oh, my gosh. Now we got to just sit and, like, twiddle our fingers and play the waiting game until the house is
ready.
Some of
them are
done. Some of them are ready
down.
No, all the ones they like aren't going to be done till like, the fall time, winter time, which is
okay. Christmas is going to be looking
it's
right
great.
For you.
It's great.
Christmas is going to be looking right for us.
Okay.
Right.
Period. Right.
Yes. Yes.
Miami trip on you?
Hey now. We just gonna do that anyway.
Okay. What about your pit? What's the pit?
That was my pit that we got away.
Oh, oh okay. So do we just eliminate pits? Because it seems like it's turning here.
It's not that. It's whatever comes at us, we handle it.
Right.
Period.
Yeah.
Period.
It's the pit. The only thing, the reason why I call that a pit having to wait, like with new construction, especially with those type of houses that aren't going to be done till like October, December, is you never know what's going to happen from now to then. Like everything looks good now. Amen. We're locked
too much
in.
To happen, girl. You'll be careful.
Girl, I'm praying.
Oh, and my
every
birthday in
day.
December. Me too. All right. What about you?
I think my peak is the same. Clients are consistent. All of my deals that are closed in April, appraisals is done, everything at value, negotiate inspection. It's just going so well. Like everything is flowing. So that's definitely a peak. But also a pit would be while clients are still coming, us also clients who are deciding, that they don't qualify or they want to wait. So the clients that are kind of backing out too, that would probably be the pit. Okay. But not a pit because I'm
these are all good pits that we said. Like, nothing.
Yeah. This is the worst.
We ain't mad at it. So, cheers to the peaks and the pits, babe, because you need pits
to elevate. Keep you motivated. If everything's going right.
I love that, ladies. Yeah. Let's keep the positivity going. But, guys, today is, I know we usually talk to our realtors, we usually talk to our buyers, but we have to show our sellers some love.
Get honor of me being a listener.
Listings, we have to talk about selling, and with it being spring, we all know spring and summer is literally the best time in the real estate market. Not the best time, but it's the busiest time
for sure,
because buyers are extremely active. People are trying to get in their homes before the school year starts. Tight time frame. So spring and summer are the busiest time for buyers to be active. So it's a great time for sellers to sell their house.
The season speaks for itself. It's time to spring into a new home.
I'm saying, oh, spring into home ownership.
And spring out your other home.
Exactly.
And the thing is, sellers, we are telling you right now, we have pool of buyers that we're working with. We have pool of buyers reaching out to us. Mm-hmm. So reach out to us as well to make sure that we have find a buyer for your house.
Exactly, that is so true. There are so many families, especially like right in the summertime when the kids are out of school and like in between that, like Well, it's been so long since I've been in school. How long do the kids have out?
Oh, girl, you just got out.
Come on.
Yeah, like 3 months. So that 3 month period where families are looking to kind of relocate and kind of retransition. Yeah, it's a great time to sell your house. Yeah.
That summer market is hot.
Okay, we love it. We already feeling it. Yes. Okay, we are already feeling it. Okay. And while there are so many options, so many reasons why you should sell your house, we're just going to touch on three. Mm-hmm. Just to like give you a little
big one.
If you want to hear a little bit more, you can give us a call.
Yes.
So the first reason is going to be the supply of homes. Because let's be honest, like the inventory is getting it could be more.
Right.
But granted, y'all, it's more homes this year than it was this time last year.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So that's a plus. But then also it's less than like, the pre-pandemic years where typically it was like I saw a study it was like 25,000 homes on the market during this time. Now it's only like 14,000.
Wow.
So while it's still a great number, it's like there's still a shortage.
It's still low. Yeah.
I think a lot of people, especially like within our age group or like in our time frame being in real estate, we kind of take it for granted a little bit because we came in such a like crazy time. Like we really peaked during a time where inventory was on the flow.
Yeah.
So now like when I see 25 houses and one like that fits every criteria, I'm like,
so many options. I'm overstimulated.
But it's still not anything close to what it was like pre-pandemic. Like the inventory is still extremely, extremely low with how many people are getting these good jobs, relocating and wanting to purchase. So having a piece of property that you can put on the market and you can go upgrade something, like, it's your season.
Oh, it really is.
And I'm your reason.
Okay. You and these rhymes, Dr. Seuss. This is
we got to write these quotes down.
Y'all know they keep telling me I look like Eve, so I'm really trying to take it.
Yeah.
Her pen game is crazy.
What I've been seeing on my, I literally just sent a weekly market update, is that the supply is still low. Like, we need more homes on the market. And even if there's homes on the market, I feel like they're not quality products.
I was just about to say, let's emphasize we need good quality
products. So if you know, if you're the home that you're selling is in good condition, you've been taking care of your home, you know it has great potential. You know, like even if you want to sell, it's still a great time to sell. Mm-hmm. But if you have that quality product, now is the best time to sell because now people are looking for a really nice home, especially on the resale side, to buy. So
yeah, and we're seeing the multiple offers offer situation mm-hmm. happen. Not every home, of course, but there are, I've seen quite a few where like, oh, like you got another offer. And this is even after the house has been on the market for like a lot of days.
Look at my face.
And you thinking you could go in and lowball, but they're like, uh-oh.
Mm-mm. We have options.
It's picking up now, so you gotta pay to play.
I never liked it. I never did. I had a client last week. We put an offer in on a home. It hit the market at 1 o'clock. My client was out there by 3 o'clock, offering by 5 o'clock. He said, we want to wait to see what the market bears. I just gave you what you wanted.
Okay, like, what's going on? Let's talk about it.
And I think that just really goes to show, like, even though it is kind of looking a little bit more, like, it's really still a seller. Like, sellers can really still have mm-hmm. their way and really walk away with good profit if you put a good product on the market.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's the number one thing that, like, super important when you think of, like, a home's value or what buyers look at? Location, right?
Location.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So if you know.
Location and structure.
Yeah. If you know you purchased a home somewhere in a good location where there's a ton of developments and that area is booming and you know that you have a ton of equity, go ahead and sell it. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's good.
You can buy another one.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Which leads into, because there's so much activity, the profit that sellers can get right now, like, it can be high. Like, even if you have to give closing costs, like, it still can be a good profit for you to get.
Yeah, absolutely. I was looking at a settlement statement of one of my closings this past month. The seller had contributed about $7,000. They were still walking out with $200,000.
Yeah,
profit.
Like,
what's a little? This is crazy. I should have asked for more.
Exactly. Now, I'll be honest. With both of the listings I had, of course, when I was like first meeting with them, kind of doing a walkthrough, taking, you know, different assessments of what the market looks like, what the trends are, because when we meet with these sellers, we go ahead and see like what's going on in your area, not even just for purchase price, but I look at concessions. Okay, on average in your area, sellers are giving anywhere between $5,000 and $10,000. So I'm always going to put the max because I want to give you your worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, I factored in all this amount for like concessions, all of these things. And same thing with my client. She's still walking away with somewhere between $250,000 and $310,000.
Okay.
Like, super crazy. I'm like, literally, if the absolute worst things happen to you, You have to replace the carpet with a quarter million dollars.
Which is why I think sellers are, I don't want to say eager, but a lot of times sellers are just kind of throwing the money out there because it's a little 5K, you know, a couple thousand dollars when you're making like hundreds of thousands. It doesn't matter.
But keep in mind, it's not every seller now.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It has to make sense. When, you know, how much you put into the property, what the area is doing, like different things factored, which is what you need a realtor for.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
To run those reports, run those CMAs and tell you exactly, like River said, worst case scenario, we're looking at all these things to let you know exactly what you can get. So don't feel like if you contact a realtor and it's like, okay, well, I'm not getting that much, then it's just not, may not be your time.
Right.
Yeah. May not be your time to sell.
I think that's a good thing to think about too, though, because I do think some people who are listening right now, who bought their house in 2022, like, I'm about to go sell my house for six figures.
Slow it down.
You have only paid maybe $2,500 off of your original purchase price. We talking about people that have been well established in their homes, have built some equity. Like, if you just bought your home 6 months ago, we not talking to you.
Yeah. Settle down.
Yeah.
This is even though, like, if you bought it in 2019, like I said, my seller, she bought it in 2019, sold it in 2022.
We're going to say 2021 and beyond.
I know a couple sellers are playing the long game, the numbers game, which is holding their properties for equity. Equity is really important, which is like one of the biggest thing when you're purchasing real estate, right? Mm-hmm. So you have sellers that are, they have the properties, they're renting it out right now, but I know in 2 or 3 years, they're about to make a bag.
Okay.
And that's the point.
And it's all about timing when you're selling your property.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And the time is now.
Yes.
The time is now. Spring is here and the buyers are out. So if you are looking to sell for max profit or want to sell, contact us.
Mm-hmm.
We can let you know if that's possible right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's go to the last point, y'all. The last point is lifestyle changes. Mm. Everyone, whether it may be a new job, your kids are going to a new school, or you just want your kids to go to a new school, you have to ask yourself, does this home still fit my needs?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. You know? I'm so glad you mentioned that because I just had a conversation with one of my clients last week because she was looking for a new construction townhome. And, well, she was looking at a single family, too. It's just her and her dog. Mm-hmm. She's still pretty young. And so she was like, I don't know if I want like a single family home or this or that. But I'm like, of course, you always want to plan ahead and for, you know, whatever the future is going to hold.
Right.
But you have to kind of fit the home into your lifestyle right now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
There's no reason why, if it's just one person in a house, why you would need like a 3,000 square foot home. Like, what are you going to do with that?
Right.
Now, it's different. Of course, you never know. You may get married in a couple of years or have babies, but you can always get another house then. Just kind of figure out what type of home you need for right now. That's yeah, my biggest thing.
I think
thing.
It goes hand in hand with like the selling aspect of it. I think buying a home is such an emotional piece, right? Mm-hmm. You buy a home, and especially when you have kids and you do have a family and you've built memories in that home.
Oh my God, yeah.
You stay in that home, and I think we get attached to it. But sometimes I really urge people to reassess where their lives are now and when they bought their home, right? I have clients that are like, okay, when I bought this home 10 years ago, my child was 8 and 9.
Yes.
Now they're in college. It's just me. I'm by myself. I want to downsize. And it's like you stick yourself in this box and you just hold on to something that really just doesn't make sense. If you know you're in a position where it's like, okay, where my life was when I bought this is not right now, it might just be a good time for you to sell, take that profit and really go buy something that fits where you are in your life right now.
Yeah. Right. Especially like you said, the kids are in college. Maybe you can afford to downsize. And even when people get older and you have those two-story homes, maybe you need to convert to a ranch. Like you have to ask yourself, what makes the most sense for me right now? And kind of sometimes you just have to put the emotions to the side, even though it's like extremely hard, especially when you're attached to something. So
I'm glad you said that, because I've had a client before actually where her kids were in high school and she was like, they're not out the house yet, but I need to start planning for when they're gone. It's going to just be me. And she's like, of course, I bought the house with kids and a family, but I need to kind of figure out what my next steps are going to be.
Downsizing. Now, my mom said that, and I was so hurt. I've only lived in one house my whole life. So
she's selling the house?
No. She was talking about it. And you know me. You always trying to run something. Why are you doing that? But that's like where I grew up. Everything I know about my childhood and my life was in that one house. Mm-hmm. And then I started thinking about it and I realized, you know, my parents are a little bit older. Mm-hmm. All of my siblings are grown, gone. We got a 3-story house, basement, upstairs. And my mom is like, girl, I'm hearing stuff.
Who's going to clean it?
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking like, you know what? Your life looks different than it did 26 years ago. They bought that home right when I was born, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like reassessing your life.
Mm-hmm. It's important.
Yeah, it's important.
It's important. I've came across a seller with the house that we're actually putting an offer in. She was letting her, y'all, it's going to get messy.
Uh-oh.
Her husband was cheating on her. No, that was crazy. Her husband was cheating. She bought the house with her husband, cheating on her, living in the house with somebody else she knew it. She paying this house for 20 years, a $5,000 mortgage.
With the man in the house.
With the man in the house. The house has been sitting with nobody in it for years. Now, listen, you got to know when it's time to sell.
She got to sell.
What's the story, though? Like, what's going on in the house?
The story is the house has been sitting so many repairs, she's losing money by the minute.
Oh, no, she been lost the money.
Yeah, you know, like, it was
in her man.
Oh, Ashley.
What did Ashley say? Don't even repeat it.
Yeah. She's losing so much money with this house. If she was just sold it 2-3 years ago, she would have made way more on this house. It's a gorgeous home. I'm talking about $600,000.
Timing's everything.
And it's just the timing's everything. So now when somebody going to buy a house, she's getting less in value because she's been letting it sit for so long. Flooding, mold, all that. And it's
emotional. Your emotions get tied up because when you buy a house, you got to remember that's your most expensive asset. Like,
yes.
I spent so much money. I spent so much time, blah, blah, blah. Like, don't let your asset become a liability.
Like this woman.
Yes.
Okay?
We push y'all into home ownership so that y'all can get equity, assets, build y'all wealth. When that starts turning into something completely different, it's time to walk away.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's,
it was time.
It was time.
But you know, she's selling still paying it now. She's still not selling it? Okay, well, let her do
I hope, like, she has a happy ending.
Yeah.
I'm sure she will.
She's going to have a happy ending for sure.
I hope so. If she can pay a $5,000 mortgage for 20 years with no complaints.
She got money, baby.
She got money.
She got old money, too.
But do it, okay?
She ain't never leave.
You know what? I'm going to declare and decree an all cash off over that home.
Okay.
Over that.
Appraisal weighed. All contingencies weighed. Okay?
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. So bottom line, sellers, now is the time.
Yeah.
Think about it, you know, consider your lifestyle, see if there's a lifestyle change that's needed. Talk to a professional, real estate professional, one of us, preferably. Mm-hmm. let you know exactly what you can profit, exactly what the market is looking like specifically for your community, for your area, and we'll get it done.
Absolutely.
As usual.
So I think it's great. That was great. Quick and to the point, and let you know exactly what needs to be done.
Yes.
Period. With that being said, y'all know what time it is. Y'all know where we're going with it.
What time is it?
Let's go to our question of the day.
With our
realtor,
Ashley LeBray.
Yes. So if this is your first time tuning into our show, we have this segment called The Question of the Day, where we take questions from you guys via Instagram or email. Follow us at Real Talk Atlanta or email realtalkatlpod@gmail.com. So for today's question, someone wanted to know if we could describe each other or as a group, one word, what would that be?
Easy.
Boss.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah. That's so good.
We work hard.
I was going to say like goofy. Like something
that's what
less
you think of us, clowns?
Oh my God, never.
No, I'm not. No,
we have fun.
Like, behind this camera, we really do be goofy sometimes.
But goofy, but we handle business.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly, my word would be turn.
Turn, okay.
And I mean that on a business tip and in real life. Like, we not just turn on Instagram. We turn real life.
Okay?
What they say? Really have emotion.
Okay.
No. My word would be hard workers. We work hard.
That's good.
Especially for our age. I'm very proud of each one of us.
Okay, let me change mine.
No, really.
We're clowns to you.
Y'all are seriously like the funniest people I've ever met.
I have to give them that.
I get it.
It is crazy because it's like one day it's like Taisha with all the jokes. One day Nika, all the jokes. Ashley got jokes every day. Like, every day is Ashley time. But like y'all really like as a group. You are pretty goofy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to change mine also. I will say inspiring. Because I think we're inspiring not just to each other, but also to other people, or we may not even realize our influence. So
we are turnt, inspiring, hardworking, goofy bosses.
Okay.
Period.
We stand together.
And this is what she's talking about. Like, you're goofy. Like, this is getting crazy.
That's more funny.
Oh, jinx.
Yeah. I'm sick of y'all.
I cannot.
Thank y'all, as always, for tuning in every single week. We hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, all the things that we need done, Instagram, YouTube, everything.
Yes.
And engage. Get those numbers up for us. And yeah, stay tuned. We have some big news coming up. But
I'm so excited.
We'll give that to you in the next one. We'll give y'all a little teaser. But thanks, y'all. See you guys next week.
Bye.
Today's topic might be at its end, but the conversation never stops. If you liked what you heard, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe.
For more daily content from the ladies of Real Talk Atlanta, head over to any of our social media platforms to connect with us, and let's talk.
As we put the real in real estate.